This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. We're launching into hour number three of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Let's talk about marijuana. Yes, there's yet another scare tactic article that's been released about marijuana. Apparently, the government and their associated friends and groups, they just think they can keep fooling people with this whole scare people about pot mentality. And I don't think it's working too well.
No.
Julia, you were telling me the other night that Weeds Season 3 is coming out, and you'd heard an interview with one of the main actresses.
Yeah, Mary Louise Parker. And the show is about a mother who lives in suburbia who sells marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And the quote that I thought was really funny, and this isn't an exact quote, but she said something along the lines of, well, everybody must smoke pot because nobody's really said anything bad about the show.
It's a great show.
It is a good show.
If you've ever had the chance to see it, you would probably agree. And if you haven't seen it, you probably should go out of your way to see it because it really is that good.
Even if you don't like pot or pot culture, it's a good show.
Yeah, it's a funny show. It's like a comedy slash drama.
Right.
And
it's sort of like a soap opera, but that's good instead of like normal soap opera-ness.
I don't know.
I think so. The way it's set up.
It follows different characters, I guess.
Right.
Weekly soaps used to be good. There was Dallas and Dynasty and these kind of shows, people look forward to those things.
So are you telling us that you used to watch a lot of the soaps?
I wasn't very interested.
But at
that time, I wanted to see Knight Rider and Dukes of Hazzard.
It's a great show. I highly recommend it. But nonetheless, the point that she was making, I think, is a good one, and that is that there's a huge, huge amount of people in this country, in America, and around the world that have smoked marijuana. Maybe they don't currently smoke it, but they've smoked it in the past, and they know that it's a relatively benign plant.
Or they know people that smoke it.
You have to.
How can you not?
There are so many. If you don't know that they smoke it, you still know people that smoke it.
Yes.
Right? There are just millions upon millions of Americans that have partaken in doing this illegal substance. And there hasn't really been fallout from it. No one's died. You can't die from smoking too much weed. It's just not possible. And so the government has to really come up with the most scary, frightening claims they can imagine. And, of course, anybody that's ever smoked marijuana just looks at those claims and just laughs, which is one of the reasons why the anti-drug...
I don't think everybody laughs at every claim. I think that they do fool some people with their claims.
They fool some people.
They may fool, like, the goody-goodies that would never have considered touching marijuana in the first place, but their claims are so outlandish. I mean,
yeah.
Marijuana makes you grow breasts if you're a guy. When I first got into to learning about marijuana when I was in my teenage years, I read a great book, which I still have. It's called Marijuana Myths, Marijuana Facts. And they go through, I think, about 20 of the most common myths about marijuana. I mean, absolutely every myth you can think of, they pretty much debunk them with scientific proof, citations, scientific studies, that sort of thing. And they, you know, they tell you where the myths came from and everything. Well, now there's a new one. And according to the AP, using marijuana seems to increase the chance of becoming psychotic. Researchers reported in an analysis of past research that reignites the issue of whether pot is dangerous. Now, remember, the most recent claim by the government is that, look out, parents, marijuana isn't like it was in the 1970s. Marijuana today is more powerful than it ever has been in the past. And they're trying to scare people because it's better pot today, which may or may not be true. They're going based on DEA statistics, which, you know, they weren't collecting those statistics very accurately in the early days.
There wasn't a DEA.
Anybody who was a hippie in the late 60s, early 70s will tell you that there was some really good dope back then, too. So I don't know if I necessarily believe them, but even if it's true what they're saying, all that means is you need less to smoke. If the marijuana is twice as good as it was 20 years ago, you only have to smoke half as much.
Right. So now instead of taking three puffs or four puffs like they would today, they would have smoked two or three joints to get as high.
Exactly.
But when you purchase marijuana or when you smoke marijuana, there's different qualities of marijuana. When you smoke a lower quality of marijuana, you smoke more of it to get high. When you smoke a higher quality, you smoke less. So it's silly to assume. I mean, it's just and the effects of being high comes, I mean, pretty quickly. So at a point in time, usually you end up putting it down and just saying, "Whoa, I'm high."
I've had enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in fact, as an aside, I was looking at the Amazon statistics. I was going to say, if you vaporize the marijuana, you actually get even more THC. So why isn't the government and the DEA out there railing against all these vaporizers that are being sold in this country nowadays?
Well, they're
far more popular than they used to be.
They're kind of slow at figuring things out.
That's
usually
true.
Takes them a while. So in 5 years, they'll probably put out an article that says, oh my goodness, vaporizers everywhere, when everybody knows that they've been around for years.
Right, they're safer. You aren't actually inhaling smoke, you're inhaling vapor.
Tastier.
It makes it taste better, and it's commonly used in Canada and California, the places where, you know, the medical aspect is more appropriate. Because if you're using it for medical purposes, it just makes more sense to vaporize as opposed to putting carbon monoxide in your lungs.
I was actually in Canada recently, and I went to a coffee house that had vaporizers all throughout it, and people were vaping marijuana.
You actually had a milkshake, didn't
you? Yes, a $13 milkshake.
It was a special milkshake.
It was.
My aside was, I was looking at the statistics from our May sales on Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I can't look and see who ordered what, but I can see what was ordered. So I like to organize by highest price just to see what sort of high-dollar items have been sold in the month. And like, somebody bought a laptop and, you know, some high-ticket sort of electronic products. And somebody bought a vaporizer through Amazon. They bought a $400 volcano vaporizer through Amazon. We got a nice little cut of that, so I just want to give that some appreciation to whoever it was that did that. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Anyway, the new claim is that the new review suggests it's even infrequent use. The infrequent use of marijuana could raise the small but real risk of this serious mental illness, that is psychosis, by 40%.
When they make claims like this, I wonder where they're getting their information from and how they're blowing this out of proportion.
Yeah.
Because when they talk about the amount of people that are in drug rehab, for example, for marijuana,
mm-hmm.
They cite these numbers about how the most...
It's been going up.
Yeah, exactly. But it's really because the government forces people to go into rehab. So I wonder how they're distorting these.
Are the drug rehabs now calling people psychotic that wouldn't be psychotic? Because
right.
I know that they're jamming people in there, and that these drug rehabs have to stay in business. It's their business to rehab people. You have to be messed up in order for them to rehab you.
So you're suggesting they're labeling people as psychotic, maybe to get some sort of government grant?
I'm only
ADHD?
Wondering.
Remember when they started labeling everybody? Was it ADD or ADHD?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
Well, same idea.
Doctors have long suspected a connection and say the latest findings underline the need to highlight marijuana's long-term risks. The research paid for by the British Health Department is being published Friday in the journal The Lancet. The available evidence now suggests that cannabis is not as harmless as many people think, said Dr. Stanley Zammit, one of the study's authors and a lecturer at some university. The researchers said they couldn't prove that marijuana use itself increases the risk of psychosis, a category of several disorders, with schizophrenia being the most commonly known. There could be something else about marijuana users, like their tendency to use other drugs or certain personality traits, that could be causing the psychosis. So it's not necessarily marijuana. In fact, the guy's even admitting that they couldn't really even nail it down to marijuana. So all they can really do is say that it could raise the very small but real risk of serious mental illness by 40%.
But people see the headlines and they freak out.
Marijuana is the most frequently used illegal substance in many countries, including the United Kingdom and the United States. About 20% of young adults report using it at least once a week. That's 1 out of 5 young adults who admit to it, which means there's probably more than that.
How many more?
And that's at least once a week. Zammit and colleagues from the University of Bristol examined 35 studies that track tens of thousands of people for periods ranging from 1 year to 27 years to examine the effect of marijuana on mental health. They looked for psychotic illnesses as well as cognitive disorders, including delusions and hallucinations, bipolar disorder, depression, anxiety, neurosis, and suicidal tendencies. They found that the people who used marijuana, had a roughly 40% higher chance of developing a psychotic disorder later in life. The overall risk remains very low. We'll give you a little bit more on this case here in a moment. I want to hear from you as to your thoughts. Are you anti-pot? This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy, just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5991. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
That's 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Those features do include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
As the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's D2Z.org.
800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We're talking about the new propaganda out about marijuana. They're claiming that it could increase your chance of getting psychosis, though they are admitting that the risk is very, 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 very small. Let's go to the phones. Talk to David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, David.
Howdy.
Hey, David. What's up?
They don't tell you that these people are probably using it with alcohol, and that then they blame it on the pot, you know.
Yes, in fact, they admit that here.
Everybody knows you don't mix alcohol and pot. You're an idiot if you do.
Well, I strongly disagree with that statement, and I seriously drink alcohol once a year, if that.
Well, why do you say that, David?
No, I'm just saying that they're probably saying, because when you mix alcohol and marijuana, it intensifies the alcohol, and everybody blames the marijuana, but it really isn't. It's the alcohol that's making. But
I understand it, it's probably not a good idea to operate a moving vehicle if you've mixed those two together.
But the
marijuana
getting high
mixes
part
well with anything.
The getting high part of cannabis is minuscule. That's not the reason why it's against the law. It's against the law because it will challenge the textile industry, the soybean industry, the cottonseed oil industry. It's so much superior than all of these wheat. It's more nutritious than wheat. It's the most nutritious food known to mankind.
I don't know if that's the case. I mean,
no,
it's got some omegas in it.
It's proven fact. It's known. It's truth.
Nonetheless, I mean, whether or not you're exaggerating, you are.
I'm not exaggerating. It has over 25,000 uses. Mercedes-Benz, as we speak, build their fine quality cars with cannabinoids used in plastics and fillers and epoxies for the body.
Interesting.
This plant. It will challenge every monopoly that's going on right now, and it could be, it's non-GMO. It's one of the last things to be untouched by GMO. And as we speak, the seed of the North American plant that adapted here during the Civil War when we grew it, during World War II when we grew it, is being wasted. The seed should
be...
Yeah, that's
true. It needs to be legal, and people need to be able to sell and buy and make products from it.
We should be able... This is a... We live in a country that we're given unalienable rights, and one of them is farming. And to put a prohibition against this plant is a sacrilege to freedom...
It's inhumane.
...to God, to anything that is good. To shoot people, these guys on the border shooting people over plants. These people are and over a plant. It's just insanity.
David, thanks for the call. Yeah, I agree. I agree completely. And thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I don't know if he's exaggerating on the whole claim that it's the most healthy food in the world, but
who knows?
But he is right that the reason marijuana was originally made illegal wasn't because people were getting high. It's because the industries were threatened by it. William Randolph Hearst, who was a major newspaper magnate back then, he had investments in forests.
Yeah.
And he wasn't interested in having hemp paper be a competitor to him. Also, DuPont was heavily invested in textiles and that sort of thing, and they weren't interested in having hemp products competing with their products. So it was a political... political machinations that were resulted in marijuana being made illegal. They used the getting high thing as the excuse for it. They pointed to the Negroes and the Mexicans, and you know, they tried to make it look like this was the most evil plant in the world, when in fact that's just not the case. Anyway, back to the outrageous claims here. The scientists were doing studies on whether or not marijuana increases psychosis. They said the risk of developing schizophrenia for most people is less than 1%. The prevalence of schizophrenia is believed to be about 5 in 1,000 people. But because of the drug's wide popularity, the researchers estimate that about 800 new cases of psychosis could be prevented by reducing marijuana use. The scientists found more disturbing outlook for heavy users of pot. Those who used it daily or weekly, their risk for psychosis jumped to a range of 50% to 200%. One doctor noted that people with a history of mental illness in their families could be at higher risk. For them, marijuana
use... What a surprise.
...could unmask the underlying schizophrenia. You know, the fact is, there are millions upon millions of marijuana users around the country and the world, and if there really was an increased risk of psychosis from smoking marijuana, certainly there would be some more concrete cases that one could point to. But there's not. Even the doctors in this case are admitting that, even while this article goes on to trash marijuana by the study... They've admitted already that there are other factors that they didn't necessarily take into account, that they couldn't necessarily account for. Like, oh, I don't know, whether the marijuana user smoked some meth, you know, that might cause some hallucinations. I remember reading a story about a meth smoker who, once you when you start smoking meth, it seems like it's a good thing because you can get stuff done. It's speed, basically.
Right.
And you go around and clean your house insanely. And then you keep smoking meth, and then all of a sudden black clouds start following you around and speaking to you. So, you know, there's a certain point at which...
Speed kills.
Yeah, the meth goes, you know, pushes you over the edge, and that's pretty confirmed at this point. So the study's kind of shoddy, but nonetheless, ABC News or the AP has managed to write a full 3-page article about it, indicating that there's an increased risk.
Most people probably will not read the article. They'll just...
Sure.
See the headline all over the place, because if you Google the word marijuana right now, that's what comes up. So they'll see the headline all over the place and, oh, marijuana's bad, I knew it.
I knew it the whole time. You need to stop that. You need to stop your smoking of this thing. No. There are so many people. There are people right now listening to my voice lighting up their nightly marijuana cigarette or marijuana bowl or bong or vaporizer or whatever. And they do it. Just like people drink alcohol. I mean, drinking alcohol increases your chances of becoming an alcoholic, and, you know, we don't have a huge campaign out there of cops kicking in people's doors to try to prevent them from becoming alcoholics.
Yeah, I don't know how many people become psychotic from smoking marijuana, but I must say that it's probably comparable to the amount of people that die from alcohol, just alcohol toxicity,
just
drinking too much alcohol.
There may be more people that die from drinking alcohol than people becoming psychotic
and
over marijuana.
I would say that we can solve the alcohol toxicity problem to some extent or another simply by getting rid of the drinking age.
That's true. 800-259-9231. Are you somebody that loves this story? Somebody that's an anti-pot drug warrior? I know there's got to be somebody out there. Want to hear from you. 800-259-9231, or you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We've got Frank and Andy, but ladies, your calls come first if you make them. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, Medicine Shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calyx for my heels.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-920-9786. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-920-9786. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-920-9786. That's 1-800-920-9786.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, and those features include the bulletin board system. We've got over 250,000 posts for you to surf around through. Serious issues and fun stuff all there for free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
As we go to the phones and to the fun, Steve in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Steve. Steve in Montana, going once.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, I was tuned into the program tonight and wanted to give you a call. Thanks for being on. Appreciate it. Good
yeah.
show.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I guess my comment is whenever there's an accident, it seems, and it issues with the road, that alcohol always seems to be a factor. And you
it's
read
common.
That. Yeah, and it seems that a lot of fatalities on the road are due to accident or alcohol related. But I never read in the paper, another marijuana smoker kills five. and how is it that you never read that?
Right.
And,
if indeed it's a problem, there would be stories everywhere, but they just can't find them.
Yeah, and it's funny how they still allow alcohol to be sold, and they don't put the pressure on it like they do marijuana. But marijuana doesn't kill on the road like alcohol.
Well, now, not to suggest that they should prohibit
right,
alcohol.
No,
we've tried that once. That's a bad idea. We just need to stop the prohibition of everything else. In fact, I remember the last, since you bring it up, the last story I ever saw that involved marijuana and a car accident was a bus driver that had been, I don't know, he'd smoked some marijuana and they found marijuana in his system. But and the headline of the article was about how the bus driver crashes, driver on high on marijuana. Well, he wasn't high on the marijuana, it was just in his system. And also in his system, they found the remnants of Vicodin, hydrocodone. He was taking prescription narcotics that he didn't necessarily have a prescription for as well. So
nice.
If you ever do find marijuana mentioned in the news in that way, you'll also notice it's never alone. There's always something else that that they were taking that could have very easily made them drowsy and that sort of
thing. I have to agree. So you hear about one incident, but how many hundreds of thousands are there alcohol-related?
Oh, yeah, daily.
Versus one marijuana incident.
Yep,
okay,
you're absolutely
that's my comment.
And thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, Steve. 800-259-9231. I'm not recommending that people drive while they're stoned. I'm not recommending it. But the fact is, people do it every day in America safely, and they do it. It's just not as dangerous as alcohol. I'm not saying it's safe, but it's not as dangerous.
I don't smoke marijuana. My wife is a former drug treatment counselor, and she thinks it's bad. So
you have smoked it.
I certainly have smoked it, but. You know, when it comes to, you know, reading domestic violence stories, alcohol is often involved in somebody's indiscretions and, you know, hitting their spouse with something sometimes. Almost never marijuana. You never hear stories about somebody smoking a joint and beating their wife.
Well, you were there at the hearing here in New Hampshire where the law enforcement against prohibition officers, one of them, Bradley Jardis, here in New Hampshire, got up and spoke in front of this, you know, panel of elected officials about marijuana and his experiences as a cop on the beat. And he made that reference. He said that when he got called to domestic violence calls, almost all of the time, it was alcohol, and if it wasn't alcohol, it was just somebody getting angry. Never had he been called to a domestic violence incident where the people had just finished smoking a joint.
If I get done smoking a joint, I feel good. I don't feel angry or like I want to beat somebody or I don't know. I don't really get that. And when I don't drink alcohol often at all. But when I'm with people on alcohol, I see a lot of anger and
belligerence
spring up. Yeah.
800-259-9231 to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank. Frank in New York. Hello.
Good evening.
Hi.
I wanted to make a couple comments. Just 2 points, really. One, the decline of the video arcade parallels the decline of the little independent cinema with the advent of the video cassette recorder and the pre-recorded videotapes and the local video stores that would rent movies to the consumers. The same thing occurred with the adult entertainment industry with the movie theaters. The VCR and the DVD literally over a 10-year period made that industry almost non-existent, whereby everyone could watch adult material without having to go to the CD movie theater. And that
very
seems
CD.
To be the trend with, you know, the entertainment technologies, just as the MP3 has transformed the notion of the audio compact cassette or the even the DVD, even the CD for audio. You'll notice that most of the sales now with regard to downloads and the musicians are releasing MP3s as well as, you know, the CDs. So in a sense, the technology has these inevitable displacements that, you know, seem to be inevitable as progress continues. But regarding marijuana, I wanted to mention that even Queen Victoria, according to her the diaries of her private physician, smoked marijuana monthly to alleviate the pains of her monthly periods.
Interesting.
And doctors used marijuana in the 19th century, and, you know, people smoked it virtually all over the world without any major problems. But again, I think the reason why it was made illegal in this country was primarily due to the fact that with the birth of organized crime, things that used to be very normal and natural were deemed to be illegal, and then you could have sort of like an underground economy or an organized crime kind of
So do you think organized crime managed to use their inroads into the legislative process to get things made illegal?
Absolutely. You'll notice that basically you had, regarding prohibition, it was really the organized crime and the little Christian women's Sunday cotillions.
Yeah, the temperance leagues.
Correct. That actually influenced that. But what I wanted to say about marijuana is that, you know, doctors have found all over the world, and most especially in Scandinavia, regarding using it to alleviate the symptoms and the nausea associated with cancer and chemo radiation therapies, the combined therapies that have been so devastating to so many individuals that undergo the regimes of treatment. And, you know, to not allow individuals to use it for medical purposes is utterly absurd.
It's inhumane, is what it is.
It really is. I think you could make that case.
It's outrageous.
But I will say this. I have a feeling that after the 1960s approach to sort of turning on a whole worldwide generation with hemp and cannabis and things, that those in political power didn't like the fact that individuals could sort of tune out even temporarily and sort of go into their own space, think about themselves within the structure of society, because that would allow, I think, for an internal freedom, as Timothy Leary would say, an internal freedom that is deemed most dangerous to the politicians and, you know, government officials and those that are in, you know, a regime of control.
I think you're right about that, and thank you for the call, Frank, and well analyzed. Really enjoyed the analogies there between the arcades and the other things, other technologies. But I think that might have been a factor. You know, the idea that we've talked about on this show before, how the government education system is designed to dumb people down. It's designed to crank out the sort of thoughtless people that'll just work a job. They'll never question their position in society. They'll never question authority, that sort of thing. Maybe one of the reasons why they've made marijuana and other drugs illegal is because of the sort of mind-opening aspects to them. Maybe they're concerned that if people do these drugs, they may be more likely to question their circumstances. They may make different connections that they might not have normally made in their sober states, in their non-altered states. Do you think that's a possibility?
I don't know. It sounds like a bit of a stretch to me.
I don't really think it's so much of a stretch. I mean, that's basically what started it for me. Of course,
started it for me too.
It has to do with it being illegal.
Just as many people come up with some socialist utopia by smoking pot.
That's true.
I understand.
That's true. 800-259-9231. You chime in if you want on whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07, subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Only moments remain, however, but just enough time for you to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the website are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and shop at our store. That's store.freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise and even some merchandise that's just original, an original design. The Free Marketeer logo, completely original, doesn't even have the Free Talk Live logo on it. It's just cool, so we wanted to sell it at store.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with the phone calls. Go to the amplifier line. Talk to Ryan in Texas. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. I'm sure you all have heard the axiom that correlation does not equal causation.
What does that mean?
Well, like this marijuana study. All they're saying is they found a correlation between psychosis and marijuana use. Now, it being a government-funded survey, they decided to determine that marijuana use causes psychosis. But as it's been proven time and time again, psychotic people are much less likely to defer to authority figures, right?
Right, okay. And likely to want to medicate themselves.
You don't even have to think about the self-medication part. Okay, someone who is psychotic is much less likely to listen to an authority figure say marijuana's bad.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a much more logical conclusion to go to that psychosis causes higher marijuana use, not the other way around.
I see. So if you have psychosis, because you are anti-authoritarian as a result, or more likely to be anti-authoritarian, you're also more likely to break the laws in regards to drugs.
Absolutely. And this being a government-funded study, they just make sure and reverse that and come to the conclusion that they want. That's why we should not have any government-funded science, medicine, anything like that, because of things like this.
Yeah, that's a great point. It was paid for by the British Health Department, in fact. And they aren't saying it directly causes it. You know, they're careful not to say that. They are saying that it increases the very small risk of serious mental illness. So,
no, that's just a correlation. It doesn't increase the one does not increase the risk of other. They're just finding that a high rate on in this group also means a high rate in this group. Now, if you're going to argue cause, then the more likely cause is the reverse.
Right. It's sort of like looking at a bunch of motorcycle riders and, you know, determining that, well, these guys have all driven in cars, so therefore riding in a car leads to riding on a motorcycle at some point.
Or a better way to look at it is, you know, more red cars are in wrecks than any other color because there are more red cars on the road.
There you go. Great point. Thanks for bringing it up, Ryan. Any other thoughts?
That's it.
Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I'm just wondering if people that would want a red car would be more likely to drive a little
A little faster, a little more recklessly.
Take a few more chances. I'm just comparing that to, say, beige cars or white cars.
I've got a red car.
It could very well be the case.
You got a red car because it fits your criteria.
I'd rather have a blue car.
Right. I don't know. Is maroon count as red?
It's not really maroon, though.
No?
It's brighter than maroon. I hate maroon.
Look, for all the people, as a person with a red car, you've got a maroon car.
No, it's not fire engine red, but it's not maroon.
No one knows what your car looks like. Let's go to the phones and talk to Andy in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live, Andy. What's on your mind?
Hey, you were talking about the North American Union earlier as compared to the European Union.
We were?
I think
okay.
We mentioned it in the past few shows. Yes, what's on your mind?
Yeah, the thing with the North American, or the European Union, rather, is that they have their fiat currency, the euro, just like and the federal government has their fiat currency, the dollar. And the euro, though, hasn't had nearly as bad inflation over the past few years as the dollar. Do you know why that is?
They're not printing as much?
Their individual governments in the European Union can't pressure them to print more to cover their budget shortfall the way the federal government can here.
Oh.
See?
I see. Since it's a central currency feeding multiple governments, no one government necessarily has the reins, is what you're saying.
Yeah, right. Only the international bankers.
Well, yeah, that's true, but they don't care if the government can't come through on its promises.
Right, right. Still not necessarily a great idea, but interesting distinction nonetheless. Any other thoughts for us?
Yeah, the only psychosis I've ever known by someone smoking pot is that now they listen to your show every night.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Oh, my goodness. You know what? Just the people that don't understand marijuana, it's always just amazing. I know they're out there. We've encountered them occasionally in the past on this show.
I think that people like that, they're very uncomfortable talking about marijuana. They don't even like to say or hear the word marijuana.
It's supposed
marijuana.
To go away.
Right. So
and it's not going to.
I just don't think they want to talk about it.
Not only has it not gone away, it's gotten more popular over the years. Marijuana is far more popular now than it ever was in 1937 or whenever the Marijuana Tax Stamp Act was passed.
Right.
And the reason why it's more popular is because someone told the people not to do it. That's how I am. I am somebody who, you tell me not to do something, I want to know why. What is it I'm missing out on? Why are you telling me not to do this? Oh, you don't want to tell me? Oh, it's bad, is it? Well, I'm going to go find out for myself. And I'm going to go research it, and I'm going to go learn more about it, and maybe even try it.
What really bothers me about the government, at least in government schools, really propagating the idea that marijuana is this terrible thing, is they almost make it out to be worse than heroin and those sorts of drugs. They really, really push marijuana. It's really a war on marijuana.
You're right about that. What is it? The statistics, 750,000 plus people arrested for marijuana every year versus about 750,000 people arrested for every other drug combined.
Right. So then when teenagers who have never had access to real information on drugs smoke marijuana a couple times, realize it's not so bad, maybe they'll try something else that really is bad for you, like meth or heroin. Or, I mean, not that I think a lot of teenagers really get into that sort of thing so early. But
Not a lot do, but some do.
But some do, and I mean...
Because marijuana is sold in concert with those drugs.
Right, even worse, it's really, really glorified as this horrible, horrible thing. I didn't get any education, really, on heroin. They didn't really talk about that. They talked about marijuana.
Yep, that's true. And something else that bugs me is just the general attitude of the press towards marijuana. It's like they've bought into all of the stereotypes about marijuana smokers, and they utilize those stereotypes in their reporting. Just as an example of this, the headline on the ABC News story, editorial is not the right word, but the headline on the article is marijuana may increase psychosis risk. But at the top of the page, the alternative headline is bummer, marijuana may up psychosis risk. Just that sort of
bummer,
snide, look down your nose sound of that.
You're just a bunch of potheads. What do you know? You look at that bummer. You know,
just kind of making fun of pot smokers as though all marijuana smokers are of the couched variety losers that never do anything with their lives.
The couched variety of losers, they were losers before they started smoking marijuana. They just
I think that's a really important point.
Smoking marijuana isn't going to make you not a loser if you're already a loser.
No, certainly not going to perk you up and make you do better in school.
I think that's a really critical point, because I remember when I was growing up and, you know, a relatively new marijuana smoker, I was sort of inculcated by popular culture and the government with these ideas, this stereotypical view of the marijuana smoker, and I still had those concepts in my mind, and I had to defeat them. And I think that one of the things that really helped me defeat that was that my mentor in this business, the radio business, Bob Garrett, the guy I worked with at the rock station down in Florida, who really taught me the ways of the business, he was a marijuana smoker, and I saw that he'd been smoking it for years, and he was very productive. He was, you know, the afternoon drive host on the radio station. And by the way, don't ever test a radio station for drug use. You'll lose 99% of the staff.
Radio and restaurants.
Yeah. I mean, in a lot of industries, there's just an incredible amount of drug users. But the fact that somebody who was successful, I think he was the first successful marijuana smoker that I met, because at that point I was 17 years old. The only other marijuana smokers I knew of were my friends. And they're in high school, so you can't label them successful. They're just kids, right? So when I first came across this guy, I was pretty impressed by that. And, you know, it made me realize that, maybe they lied about the types of people that smoke marijuana, too. Not only did they lie about marijuana, but they lied about the people that utilize it.
I'm not sure that afternoon drive host on a rock and roll station in the 80th market in the United States is my yardstick for success.
But well, he wasn't sitting on the couch all day.
Yeah, he wasn't a loser on welfare. He's,
you know, rock and roll station.
He was paying his bills, and and he knew his stuff. You know, he was a talented host. He's hosting mornings down in Florida now.
Oh, there's no doubt that he's moved up.
Right.
It's very interesting as you get older and you start meeting more people coming out of the closet for marijuana smoking, and you start to realize just how many people and what professions smoke marijuana.
I've met lawyers, I've met nurses, I've met all sorts
federal
of
agents.
I've met DEA agents.
Yep.
It's the
smoke
truth.
Pot.
It is the truth. And I think that's really critical factor, Julia, is the coming out of the closet. If more people would have the courage to do that, I think drug prohibition would be over real quick. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.